Will big tech keep on rallying to the degree that they did this year? That is the question. And the answer, according to John Petrides, is no. He is managing director and portfolio manager for Point View Wealth Management in Summit, New Jersey. And he joins us now. John, thanks so much for being with us. So what's going on here? Why do you think that the FANG stocks, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google shares are not going to have such a great year next year?
Well, thanks for having me on. I think that investors love to rally around a story stock. You know, in the late 60s, early 70s, it was the Nifty 50. In the 80s, it was the go-go stocks. In the 90s, it was dot-com. In the early part of the turn of the century, it was the brick stocks, you know, the international stocks. And now, you know, FANG is all the rage. I mean, is there anything else we've spoken about more this year outside of Bitcoin than the FANG stocks? So I think investors have piled into these companies. And I think valuations are starting to get stretched. And I don't think the downside risks are priced into the stocks at all.
Well, John, I'm looking at, you know, the sales, annual sales for Facebook, $36.5 billion. And they got net income of $15 billion. Mm-hmm. You know any other company that does that kind of business?
Maybe Amazon. How about, so let's look at some of the other FANG stocks. How about Amazon does something?
But Amazon does. I mean, you're talking a company that does $36.5 billion in sales, so, and puts 15 of it in their pocket when said and done.
Right. So let me clarify. All five of the FANG stocks, and if you want to add Microsoft into that as well, they don't fit nice into the acronym, but Microsoft has boosted the tech sector as well, are fantastic companies. What I'm saying is I think the market is pricing these companies that they could do no wrong. And that's where investors have to be careful of, because every great investment is always a function of the price you pay for it. So I think Facebook and Google can be under significant regulatory pressure in 2018. I think the whole Russian interference with Facebook is a big red flag, and I don't think any political risk or regulatory risk are priced into those stocks at all. So the companies are fantastic, but I think you could see discounts priced into the stocks because of regulatory issues. Well, you know, everyone is excited about Apple because of the new iPhone, but Apple's now $850 billion company. You know, if you want 100% return on Apple from here, you're gonna have a $1.6 trillion company. They have to sell a lot of iPhones to do that, right? So you're pushing up against the law of large numbers.
Some people do think that it will be a $1 trillion company. I should almost said country pretty soon. But John, you know, I want to talk specifically about the regulatory issues. You pinpointed Amazon and Google in particular. Can you just play out what some of those regulatory pressures would look like that would cause a stock swoon? Because we hear a lot about it, but I don't hear of any regulatory efforts that are currently being discussed in concrete terms on the Hill. And I'm not sure what would do it to the
So the regulatory issues, I think, are for Facebook and Google specifically because of the massive amount of data that they have on all of their users. And I think the fact that it was disclosed that Russia was buying ads on Facebook and using that along with to manipulate to a degree the election results, I think is the argument can be made within Congress that is a national security issue. So I think that if that's the case, what that does is it forces Google and Facebook to go back to the drawing board and tighten up their own practices, which will add to their expenses and their costs. So my point behind all of that is I don't think that Google and Facebook go out of business. All I'm saying is that I think their stocks are overvalued at current levels and they're not pricing in any potential downside risk. And I think when investors fall in love with stocks like that, whose charts look fantastic, if you're looking backward, could become a risky place in 2018.
All right. So where is there value to be had?
So I still like the financials. Despite the fact, again, looking backward over the last 18 months, the banks have done a fantastic job from a performance standpoint. You're nowhere near valuation levels of where we were in 2005, 6, 7 during the apex of the dot-com bubble. And the fundamentals of the financials are fantastic, right? Interest rates continue to creep higher. You're in a government or a regulatory situation where there's deregulation going on. The banks' balance sheets are as healthy as they've been. So since since World War II. So I still think there's room to run in the financial sector. I also think, the sell-off in healthcare that we saw in October and September and even a little bit in November provides an opportunity.
Healthcare insurers, medical devices, pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, so I like big pharma particularly. So if you look at where, globally, again, thinking long-term, we're investors, not traders. So we're not thinking about next quarter. As the global population grows and ages, the utilization of the healthcare system is only going to increase. So big pharma companies are sitting with a ton of cash. They have the ability to reinvest in their pipeline and or do acquisitions to bolster their own pipeline. They usually pay out a big dividend and they buy back stocks. So I think there's a long-term story out there that is being overly discounted by investors because there's fear of regulation on drug prices.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for enlightening us. John Patrese is Managing Director, Portfolio Manager for Point View Wealth Management. They are based in Summit, New Jersey, and he was making the bear case for those FANG stocks.